This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go right back to Lionel. He's with us till 20 after. We're taking your phone calls. Before he leaves us, he'll give us his take on Selma. I've not seen it yet. I think Martin Luther King did a lot of great things. That said, I've read the cheat sheet on it. And it's being brought out at this point, this time, to further exacerbate racial tensions, all part of the George Soros backdrop. That's my view. I don't know Lionel's view on it. I know he wants to review it. So we'll get his take on that in the next segment. Right now, Howard in Illinois, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex and Lionel.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
I just wanted to talk to you a minute about the InfoWars Freedoms of America pamphlet. Do you know about that?
No. I mean, I know that we put a free citizen rule book in all orders. It's got the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, famous quotes, stuff like that. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about this pamphlet you should come out with that would have the top 10 things that the government's lying to us about, like Obamacare, gun control.
You know, that's a great idea, like a simple 20, 30-page pamphlet that's inexpensive, that folks can buy at cost, that just has the big lies and then solutions and then some websites that have educational videos on them. That would be great to hand out to people.
Well, if you print them up, I'll order 100, and I'll hand them out to 100 of my friends and strangers both.
Yeah, I would fashion them almost after Chick tracks. Maybe even have some cartoons or illustrations in it as well. I want to do it. It's on the back burner. I meant to do it for years, but yes, sir, we should do that.
Also, maybe some pamphlets for the police, for us to hand to the police and say, hey, we're not in a war with you. We're in
That's a great idea, to boil down the globalist plan, and the cops really click to it because they're already in it. They're somewhat decompartmentalized because they already have inside scoops on a lot of stuff, and they want the next level of decompartmentalization. Then when they get our intel, go check for themselves and find out it's true. Our credibility just goes up, 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 up. That's a problem the establishment has because we have penetrated the compartmentalization of the military and police. I mean, they are the easiest to wake up, a natural ally to freedom, if we'll just stop hating them and reach out to them. That doesn't mean they're all going to want to be woken up just like the general public. But statistically, I've seen it and I've experienced it. I think I get chills talking about it. We can really beat the globalist. We've just got to believe we can do it. Lionel, any comments on what Howard's saying?
Well, my comment would be to have the top 10 things that the government is lying about, you need the top 1,000, because the idea of that would be a rather daunting cause. You know, Alex, you mentioned something before about global warming. Global warming and climate change is a religion. Nobody has any idea of the second part about that. Because what I tell people, just going back to what you said, I will concede, I will stipulate to global change, global warming, I don't really care about that. What about the carbon trading part? What about the carbon taxing part? What about the Maurice Strong, Al Gore contingent? And you get the look of, what are you talking about? Because the issue is critical thinking says, I'm not arguing about this, just like I'm not arguing about whether we should honor the military. I'm not arguing whether we respect the police. When I talk about a particular aspect of a huge subject matter,
they're doing the same thing. They're saying, do not question or we're going to arrest you in Europe. This is a religion. Everyone agrees. Man-made global warming. Pay Al Gore money. Well, no, not everyone agrees. And it's been proven to be a fraud that man is a huge contributor. It's the sun.
And also, if you look at how ice caps are melting on Mars and others, Alex, I have friends of mine who have taken it upon for you to even challenge the proposition that maybe this might be a tad exaggerated. It's like me challenging their mother's chastity or their religion or their faith in something. And what they'll do is, Alex, they'll always say this. How can you tell me that all of these scientists all of these. And I'm saying, what scientists? And they have a kind of an idea about that.
Exactly. Look. Stay there. We're going to come back.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The system says don't question the military or police. Then the system takes over the military and police at the highest levels and turn them into instruments of the globalist takeover. Then they try to turn us against the police at the low level to start a war. It's a very simple equation of divide and conquer and destabilization. Same thing they've been saying for 20 years. Man-made global warming is real. It's going to kill everybody unless we have a global government and regulate and surveil all human activity and tax humans for the carbon dioxide that they exhale. That's a New York Times headline, a tax on breathing. It's now here. The taxes are going in California. The taxes have devastated Australia. Now they're trying to implement outside of Congress passing a law. We've got Mark Moreno of Climate Depot popping in at the bottom of the hour to talk about the shock vote on the surface in the Senate, where 98-1, there was one abstention, one person wasn't there, 98-1 out of 100 senators voted that climate change is real. But notice, Senator Inhofe said, well, I had to vote because it was up for a vote. I have his quotes here. They played a trick where, of course, we agree that there's climate change. The climate's always changing. So we had a vote and had to vote, but it's a scam because it didn't say man-made climate change. Mark Moreno was his former chief of staff and advisor. So we've got Mark Moreno joining us, formerly worked for Senator Inhofe. and advised the Senate, climatedepot.com. He's going to be joining us to talk about this. But sure enough, this morning, I knew it driving in. I said, let me just see. And I dialed around on AM. They weren't talking about it. Went over to NPR, and they must be saying it every 10 minutes. Well, the Senate voted 98-1. The Republicans admit climate change is real. We need to do something about it. That was the lie. And they're going to just sit there and tell their idiot listeners, see, all scientists agree, and even all the senators, but one kook from Louisiana, you know those dummies in the South. Yeah, that's just the way it is. I want to go to Riley and others. We've got to go to calls quick here, but you were getting into that, Lionel, media analyst. I'm moving too quick here. Then I also want to get into your review of Selma, but go ahead.
Well, you made a couple of things. You know, Alex, you and I realize the importance of language. And I don't want to overplay this, but when President Obama was running, he said, hope and change. I want change. I want change. I want change. And I, at the time, was with a group of friends, and I said, do you mean change or improvement? And they thought I was being a bit callous about this. If I said, Mr. Jones, your tumor has changed, you wouldn't say, all right, thank you, doc. You would say, whoa, 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 what do you mean change? Has it improved? Has it gotten better? Climate change. Now, I'm not in any way trying to belabor the point here, but even the term leaves itself for wiggle room. And I got to say this one thing, Alex, just because memes build up a momentum, myths and the like. Let's take Hollywood. People were saying about Selma, Hollywood is racist. And so-and-so and this particular leader is going to go to Hollywood and sit down and talk to these people. By the way, the same people who hated conspiracy theories thought absolutely that the Sony hack was an inside job. It's funny how the concept of conspiracies are not a problem. So we're going to go to Hollywood and we're going to say, hey, how come Selma, how come you're a racist? How come you did this? And Hollywood turns around and says, last year, 12 years a slave, it won every award there was. Oh, well, that's different. Well, Hollywood's liberal. Wait a minute. This year, American Sniper. Supposedly, Hollywood hates Clint Eastwood, hates shoot 'em ups, hates war propaganda. Hollywood loves this. You see, Alex, people will just make up whatever they want to say so that their worldview fits into it.
Exactly, and we don't do that. We get accused of being conspiracy theorists, where I really try to look at each case, study it, and come up with what is the most common sense, accurate analysis. But when you look at Hollywood, it's just whatever agenda they want, and it's clearly propaganda. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
And then when Selma doesn't get enough nominations, it's racist as well. I mean, it's ridiculous. Let's go to Riley in Iowa. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, good to be on with you guys.
Good to have you.
A quick comment, and then let's talk about the driving force of propaganda. It was sort of revealed to me watching that Mike Dice video on MLK. But a quick comment, climate and weather is defined as long-term patterns or change. So the topic of climate change seems pretty redundant to me because it's built into the definition.
Because weather changes. Yeah, first it's global freezing, then global warming man-made, anthropogenic. Then when that's disproven, they just go, change. Change. I mean,
yeah.
Soon they'll teach that there were never cycles or never seasons.
Yeah, so let's move on there because that's kind of redundant, so I don't want to spend time there. But I posted on my blog. It's Upright Riley. You can find it on Facebook, yada, yada. But it's based on Mark Dice's video that you posted. The blog is focused on the driving force of propaganda, which is suggestibility. The people in that video were only suggested that MLK was going to be put on Mount Rushmore, and they were just sucked into the lie, only because it was suggested. And here's the sharp point.
No, that's right. They just want to comply. So Martin Luther King died today. He was the first black man to walk on the moon, and he was a Confederate general. And the people are there agreeing, going, oh, yes, that's wonderful. I'm glad he's a Confederate general. It just shows they're zombies. They're in a trance state, highly suggestible, being raised on television. That's the paradigm. You just hit it.
Well, yeah, Alex, if I could add something. I'm sorry.
What, next, Lionel? You don't believe he was the first black man to walk on the moon? What's wrong with that? Let's honor black people and build them up. What, you don't think we can have black doctors and black astronauts? Why are you now being racist against Martin Luther King? He was the first man to walk on the moon. See how that works? Don't you dare say Chris Kyle wasn't who they said he was.
You know, one of the best things, Alex, I thought, going back about how a meme, you know, remember, if ever you're killed or shot by the police, you better say something pithy that somebody can put in a hashtag on their hand or else you're not going to get a movement. If you say, oh, blank, when you're shot, guess what? You're out of luck. when Charlie Hebdo came up, and the people that I know were holding up pencils, and I asked the question, have you seen the, quote, cartoons in Charlie Hebdo? Have you seen them? No. I said, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take that pencil and you sign this contract? Swear to me that you will put any cartoon that I pick from Charlie Hebdo in your school newspaper or your local newspaper, this thing. So it goes to show you that they had no idea. All they know is the meme started, the actual quanta of information, the data.
Well, I mean, it does show Muhammad, I don't want to be vulgar with children listening, but it shows Muhammad performing oral sex on men and stuff like that.
And we are the United States of politically correct. The people that I know who are the prototypical professional left, those individuals who will parse words about the way a particular ethnicity is depicted in a cartoon on TV, would not post the same cartoon that they are protesting in support of. And they cannot also understand that you can support the military, support the soldiers, but be against the war. You can support freedom of speech, but not like a particular expression of that. You can support a particular idea.
Yeah, they say free speech is agreeing with whatever they say. When you counter it, they go, how dare you hate speech me? No, I don't have to agree with you. We've got to go to other callers, but thank you, Riley. Great points. Very smart audience out there. Really impressive. Let's go to Larry in Tennessee, listening on 94.3 FM WNFZ. Go ahead, Larry. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I just want to thank you. My family and I want to thank you for all the hard work that you do day in and day out. And we do support your radio show by purchasing your products. But anyway, I have some pretty interesting information that I was blown away last week. We just relocated from Florida after basically listening to your radio show here a few years ago. At first, I thought you were absolutely nuts. Now I'm the one that's nuts, according to my in-laws, but who cares? I don't care. But
well, that's
anyway,
what I found. When people listen for a few years and actually check into what I'm saying, they tend to get more radical than even I am, generally, and then I get criticized for not being hardcore enough.
Right on, though. You're right on, brother.
Well, thank you, my friend.
But anyway, it's time for me to switch my driver's license over from Florida to Tennessee. So I call up the local license branch and I ask them, you know, what information do I need to bring in to transfer my driver's license? Well, when I answered the phone, I looked the number up and it said the local DMV. Well, when I called the phone number, they answered as Homeland Security. I thought I dialed the wrong number.
No, that's right. The feds have taken everything over, basically. National ID card, everything. It's all centralized now.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of weird. I mean,
watch my film, America Destroyed by Design, 1997. We show all the executive orders, all of it. Excuse me. It just took them 10 years or so to get it in place. And then now it's all covertly being done. And illegals get to get driver's license in most states with no ID or a fake Mexican ID. But you've got to show a bunch of forms of identification. I'm going to skip this network break and keep Lionel with us when we get to all these calls and get his analysis of this. But finish up what happened when you called the local number for the DMV and got Homeland Security.
Yeah, I mean, it was just very – and they went on and they gave me a long list. Like you were saying, you know, we got to provide – all this documentation that we are actually American citizen, we do live.
Driver's license, Social Security number,
yes,
bank statements,
everything. Marriage certificates, all this stuff,
just tell them you're an illegal alien, but then they'll arrest you saying you engaged in fraud. So don't tell them that.
Well, you know, I'm waiting now to get pulled over by the local police because I have Infowars.com stickers all over my bumper.
Well, you'll probably get pulled over and they'll tell you how wonderful you are.
Most police
like the show.
Yeah, but anyway, I won't keep you long, Alex. I got to go to work here pretty soon anyway. But there's another thing. A friend of mine came to work here a couple weeks ago, and I was explaining to him actually about what my experience with the license branch. But he goes to a local Baptist church, small Baptist church here in Tennessee, small town. He brought picture. They took video of three SUVs with cameras on the dash across the parking lot of the church, and they were Homeland Security videotaping the church. So
yep.
He says he had pictures of it.
No, that's what Homeland Security does, is goes spies on mainline churches, you name it, and they're creating databases. This is the secret police. That's why the Homeland Security people are freaking out, because they now understand they're becoming a totalitarian group. So just as Homeland Security is a big problem, it's also a big pool of people that are awake because they know what's going on.
Oh, exactly. And like I said,
I mean, can you imagine being Homeland Security and spying on Baptist churches because Holder is targeting thousands of Christian churches to create a chilling effect so they won't stand up for pro-life?
Also, remember, but masks are out of the question. And I'm not advocating that either. But understand the sensitivity that has been exhibited by this government to never, ever infiltrate a mosque. And I thought, okay, fine. But if it's a Baptist church, if it's another form of religion, well, that's okay. Is that consistent? I don't think so.
There is an open Homeland Security through the IRS war on Christians, mainline Christians. I mean, 2 years ago when Army Intelligence sent me some intel that wasn't classified, they don't send me classified stuff, and it was Army PsyOps at Fort Hood. They said, no, go ahead and tell people. We don't care. And I was, are you kidding? And they said, no, we're sick of it. Then I ran into a whole other group of PsyOps. Of course, Fort Hood's so big, there's a lot of different PsyOp groups, where they were told, you are not allowed to be an evangelical or give money, and you're not allowed to be in the Tea Party, or you may be court-martialed. Fox News picked it up and said, is this okay? So that's the supposed conservative standing up. Well, is it good? They're saying Christians are terrorists? Mainline evangelicals. That is a test to see what the military would do. And, of course, the military freaked out. They have a First Amendment. But this is going on. I couldn't believe it when we first got the documents and we called the commanding general about it and they did not deny it. So imagine Homeland Security. That wasn't even secret. Imagine you're at Fort Hood and you're told you will not go to an evangelical church. What? I mean, this is beyond the Soviet Union. What do you say to that, Lionel?
You know, Alex, I don't think there is anything that the American people could ever hear in terms of a news show that was validated on any program or any network that would so much as cause a flutter of concern or worry. I believe that through systematic habituation to one example of excess after another, that the American people have been basically numbed by this, have been habituated, have been conditioned, so that if you were to tell them anything, that's why the government says, go ahead, see what happens. Nothing. But if you suggest that footballs were underinflated, that is going to cause a hashtag deflategate. Alex, I'm not kidding. What this country is concerned about, what gets our attention, what becomes viral, what becomes faddish, what becomes part of our culture, and what is excluded. And by the way, let me just say one more thing. The word homeland was not picked out of the blue. That word homeland has a very serious historical currency. And I ask everybody to Google that.
Well, there's multiple ones, but give me the one you want to focus on. It's always an imperial term for the center of the authoritarian empire. Going back to Rome, the Nazis called it Reichland, or the land of the people, and the Soviets call it the motherland. You cannot get more totalitarian. They're just going with the open totalitarian creeds because they've worked in taking over before. What's your angle on it?
And let me just say one thing. What America says today, whenever, not all America, but a significant portion of it, whenever it does not like what you're saying, you're crazy. That's that Alex Jones guy. He's crazy. In a similar notion, it was just revealed that there may be hundreds of thousands of documents that have been released regarding extraterrestrial contact. Now, that might very well be the Watergate of the millennium. Do you know what that would do to American and world interest in little national jurisdictional issues compared to the universe? And the first thing that is ever said in conjunction with any subject about extraterrestrials or interplanetary is crazy.
As if you're not supposed to question that we're not alone in the universe. I mean, obviously, they've photographed hundreds of billions of galaxies. Every culture says stuff was going on. Call it demons, whatever you want. The point is, it's not crazy to question, are we alone? It's in a lot of government documents. I don't go there because there's, look, I can get people to admit FEMA camps when they're declassified under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. And under Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Rex 84, Garden Plot, Cable Splicer. I just gave all the public names. You can go to army.mil and read it right now. People won't believe that, so they're not going to believe, you know, there's little guys coming from Mars. But
you're absolutely right. And, Alex, remember this. If you tomorrow said, ladies and gentlemen, I have something that you're not going to believe. I have an actual tape, a videotape or a film of the actual shooter of President Kennedy on November the 22nd, and let's assume everybody said, yes, it's Lucien Sarti or whoever it was. Nobody would care. Nobody. Because something has happened to our, what we accept and what we reject. There's a pocket of us, a group of us, who loves to, they're called skeptics, by the way, and they love to just reject whole cloth. Let me tell you something. The other day, driving to Albany, New York, I looked up in the sky, and Alex, it looked like, I don't know, what some people might call geoengineering or chemtrails or whatever. So I turned to my friend who was driving. I said, you see that? He said, what do you think that is? He says, that's jet exhaust. I said, maybe. I said, it might be something called a contrail or geoengineering. Let's see how long these last in the sky. If they're there for 2, 3, 4 hours, that's another story. As we were looking at this, and my friend who has never heard of it, never read anything about it, forget nanoparticulates and geothermal, nothing. He said, well, what are you getting at? I said, I'm not getting at anything. Look. And even that which he looked at and could see, Alex, there were jets, like hashtags, like tic-tac-toe, flying. Where are they going? What's going? He was saying, oh, what are you getting at? And I said, like you're saying, look, I'm not, this isn't an article I'm giving you. Look.
Meanwhile, it's declassified that it's compartmentalized and being added by three major companies to the jet fuel, so the pilots and folks don't even know that it's aerosolized out of the engines. Bill Gates runs the program, and they spend $5 billion a year at the Department of Energy alone. The Earth is 30% darker now, according to NASA. They say from contrails, persistent contrails. No, they're not persistent. And we know there's real contrails, ice crystals. My dad's a pilot. The point is, these programs are real, but they go, where's the document on chemtrails?
What?
Well, it's like, where's the document on FEMA camps? They're not called chemtrails. They're not called FEMA camps. It's called geoengineering programs, and China and Dubai and Russia admit they do it. Okay?
And, but understand, though, as we're looking at this, this is other people. So if you, we remember, the government can tell you, Jones, release whatever you want. Here, go. Take your cruise of FEMA. Whatever it is, nobody cares. But talk about underinflated footballs. Or talk about a hacked movie. Or talk about some duck playing the piano. Or a necktie. I mean, it doesn't. That will get our attention. That'll be viral. Something has happened to the way we process things that matter. Something has happened to our alarm mechanism.
A switch has been flipped. The people are lazy, and they've been subliminally triggered on record to not respond to real issues and to respond to phony ones. And they're not humans. They're not conscious anymore. They've given over their consciousness. I got to go to another call here. We had a caller holding for an hour from Illinois. He hung up. I apologize. But we've got unlimited calls, so that's what happens. Dan in Nebraska, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Lionel.
Hi, thanks very much. I really appreciate Lionel's assessment of the movie and picking out these heroes, these propaganda heroes as heroes that are fighting for our rights. I wanted to bring your kind of attention to Reverend Pinckney in Michigan, who is fighting for our rights every day. Right now he's in prison still fighting for our rights. He tried to fight the emergency managers in Michigan, and he was arrested on felony counts for changing the dates on his petitions. And now this man of the cloth just like Reverend Martin Luther King is in prison, wasting away because of his political action. This is
I'll look into that. Yeah, there's another reporter who's going to be sentenced today for retweeting a threat, just covering it. I mean, it's really scary how they're persecuting people. Thank you, Dan. We're going to go to Josh, wants to talk about George Soros and weaponized marijuana. And we got Nelson, wants to talk about waking people up. Robert's a vet, wants to talk about militarizing police. We'll go to him first. After we talk to Moreno, Mark Moreno, for about 10 minutes about this debacle in the Senate voting on climate change. Stay with us. Thank you, Lionel.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com. And suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Seven Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. I've got just a standard doctor checkup. I haven't got one in a while. Well, I got one last year. My blood pressure's gone down to really below normal, very healthy. I had some high blood pressure before that from obviously all the stress and not exercising enough. But I'm going back to get another checkup, they said, 6 months later today. And it's at 2 o'clock. It's down the street. So I'm going to leave here in the last segment. And David Knight's going to be here into overdrive some to also take calls from Josh and Nelson and Bob and Lucas and Robert and others. We're getting Mark Moreno on the line. Do we have him? He is on the line. Fantastic. We're going to play David Knight's piece that he did. As I saw it in the news today, he did this piece last week for the Nightly News. We never aired it here on the radio, pointing out that a gallon of water is now more than a gallon of gasoline, to show you how they have artificially deflated the prices absolutely massively. So we're going to be getting to that report and then into the final segment in Overdrive. David Knight will be here getting to your phone calls. But now Mark Moreno joins us. Mark Moreno, of course, formerly worked in Senator Inhofe's office. He heads up Climate Depot. He's advised Congress on supposed man-made climate change. First, it was global freezing, then global warming. Now it's just any change. And the NPR and others are saying, hey, the Republicans now admit man-made climate change is real. Well, not really. They said climate change. Well, they had to vote because there is climate change. And that was attached to the Keystone bill. Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com joins us for 10 minutes. We appreciate him coming on short notice to decipher exactly what happened. I mean, to me, this was like a classic manipulation where, okay, you want us to try to pass this bill? Fine, just add on to it that you agree that man-made climate change is real, but the bill will say climate change is real, which, of course, we know it's changing, just not man-made. It's always changing. And then they can run around and lie and act like every scientist agrees and even every Republican agrees, you know, 98-1. Is that a correct analysis, Mark Moreno?
Yeah, that is. Senator Inhofe, I thought, did brilliant tactical maneuver. The whole vote was nonsense. It was just a diversion. Bernie Sanders came up with it originally. Senator Whitehouse from Rhode Island was involved. They're trying to, in their minds, embarrass Republicans into being called deniers of global warming. But as you pointed out, it's perfectly acceptable to say climate change is real. That's all the Earth's ever done in its entire history is change climate, and it's a meaningless thing. And they actually had a vote that was 50-49, and I think five Republicans, people like Susan Collins and Lamar Alexander and Lindsey Graham, voted on this, and that was that man-made causes are causing climate change. So we have at least five weak Republicans. All the Democrats voted for that, and this is going to be a political football, especially after President Obama's State of the Union.
It certainly is. We've been having a lot of successes exposing the fraud, but it seems they're doubling down. And I noticed a record number of private jets flying into Davos, with them running around chirping that none of us should have a carbon footprint and Africans can't have heating. This is really hypocritical, isn't it?
Yeah, and in fact, I just went to the Peru UN Climate Summit back in December, and it's literally 10,000 people. They call it a traveling village of UN delegates, bureaucrats, world leaders, celebrities, and just about anyone else, billionaire green investments trying to suck more money off government nipples. That's what they do. They come in private jets. Leonardo DiCaprio typically shows up. Al Gore shows up. And it rotates around the world. The frightening thing we're facing now, Alex, is the science is on them. They're reduced to claiming things like hottest year, which was just total and absurd nonsense. And we had scientists saying this was misleading, this was lying, NASA was caught lying, this was deception. And President Obama is going full steam ahead, and the Republican leadership is now entertaining the idea that they're only going to talk about regulations and economics and not deal with the science of global warming, not challenge the science. Led by Lindsey Graham, they're going to talk about just, essentially saying Republicans need to come up with a solution to global warming. And leading the charge on all this is Mitt Romney, who came out yesterday once again sounding like Al Gore, saying that global warming is a very serious problem. So, and we have Chris Christie, who's probably one of the front runners, and his own EPA is praising President Obama's EPA climate regulation. So,
sure.
Christie, we have literally won every battle of global warming skeptics in this battle. But because of President Obama's sheer audacity in doing these executive orders and now doing a UN treaty without consent of the Senate, they're talking about a ratification process that will not involve a Senate vote because they're going to ratify it under a 1992 disastrous UN treaty that was done under George H.W. Bush. And by the way, anyone who thinks we need a third Bush in office need to look at nothing less than the global warming record of the previous two Bushes. And you know this too well about their whole globalist agenda, especially when it comes to the United Nations. George W. Bush sent a delegation every year to the UN conferences. George W. Bush rubber stamped the UN climate reports. He rubber stamped the UN negotiating process. George H.W. Bush went further and actually signed the Rio Earth Summit Treaty and actually submitted and got ratified a UN treaty, which has caused us so much grief, led to the Kyoto Protocol, and it's going to lead to successive global warming treaties. So I don't think we're ready for a third Bush to take on this issue and a lot of other issues.
Wow, Mark Moreno, just veritas coming out of your mouth when you actually know the facts and read the news every day like I do. It's all hidden in plain view that most scientists say man-made global warming is a fraud. Most scientists say it's a power grab. It's a wealth transfer to select billionaires who then get to exempt their companies, like General Electric was exempted by Obama with a waiver from their own carbon taxes to shut down their competition. This is a conscious, larcenous criminal takeover. The same special interests that are greasing the Democrats are greasing the Republicans. We can't get a partial birth abortion victory out of these groups now that the Republicans have both sides. They're letting Obama run completely wild with executive power grabs setting the precedent. I mean, what do you? We've already seen a political realignment with all these incumbents getting thrown out. What are the Republican leaders thinking, or are they blackmailed? Why are they going along with an agenda? Why won't they repeal Obamacare? I mean, what the hell is their problem, Mark?
I don't know, but I think our biggest challenge isn't fighting Obama. It's going to be fighting Republican leadership.
And yes.
That's always been that way, in essence. But I think President Obama will go down. I think he's surpassed LBJ. I think we're talking level of FDR. He may surpass FDR and the ability he has to truly transform America, be it on immigration, be it on health care, be it on climate. And remember, climate, as MIT scientist Richard Linton said, he who controls carbon dioxide controls life. It's a bureaucrat's dream to control carbon dioxide. It affects every aspect of our life. Japanese government telling citizens to go to bed an hour early. The German government doing PSAs telling people not to have sex in the dark to save the planet from global warming, not to turn the lights off when you make love.
It's about teaching you to have less so the ruling class of collectivists can have everything and giant palaces and mistresses and huge jet aircraft, and then we have nothing and austerity is so sexy and cool. It's the total totalitarian wet dream.
It is, and they're talking about a CO2 budget for every man, woman, and child on the planet. They're talking about CO2 budgets issued by your employer,
which will have to be surveilled. That'll mainline NSA spying.
Yeah, and they've already had in California proposals to regulate your home thermostat, just like that with the TV show The Outer Limits. You are not in control. They've talked about that. They've affected our dishwashers, our washing machines, our light bulbs.
This is their excuse to roll out the smart grid spy system. In closing, Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com, you are the global expert on fighting. Lord Monckton is the global expert on developing all the scientific reports with scientists. As probably the leader or co-leader of the resistance to this evil, what do we do? You've got 3 minutes.
Well, right now, we've got to keep the Republican Party from committing even further climate suicide. What we historically have, Republican Party has picked the environment. The most liberal members of any Republican administration are typically the EPA directors or anyone that has to deal with environment. And that goes back to Richard Nixon. In fact, it's so bad that all former Republican EPA directors testified on Capitol Hill that they supported Obama's global warming regulations. And that's the problem. Even in the Senate and the House, Republicans are always willing to throw out environmental regulations. The left knows this. They are now putting, as Vaclav Klaus actually said, now that the fall of the Eastern Bloc and the Soviet Union, the greatest threat we face is what he termed ambitious environmentalism masquerading in the global warming issue. Republicans have to wise up. This is the issue that's going to define freedom in the 21st century.
I agree. It's a bigger threat than radical Islam. It is the global takeover threat.
Absolutely is, because they are going to justify. As I said, when you control CO2, you can control transportation, waterways, the air, regulation, airlines, your home energy use, every appliance you can imagine. They have already statutorily killed the American SUV. Americans just don't realize it yet. We're already talking about massive influxes of aluminum SUVs coming in, the body on frame disappearing, an aluminum Jeep might be coming in a year or two, all because of global warming regulations. Everyone's seen those global warming stickers on new cars. Well, the new fuel economy standards are going to be kicking in. Are the Republicans going to do anything about that? Or are they going to statutorily kill the American SUV? That's coming, Alex. People aren't even aware of it yet.
So we've won the info war, but the tyrants are in control of the central systems. Any good news in 30 seconds?
Well, the good news is the science continues to collapse on them. And there has been talk of them moving over to other eco scares, environmental scares. They're talking about sustainable development, species extinction, because they're losing some of their own left-wing scientists. And in my documentary, Climate Hustle, which will be out later this year, I profile politically left-of-center scientists, who people who loved Al Gore, people who are even more radical than, you know, your average Democrat from on a leftist point of view, who actually review the evidence and can no longer be part of the global warming movement. So they're losing some of their own members on the science
That's
basis.
Right.
But the only hope we have here is the next president has to rescind all these executive orders. I don't see it coming from a President Christie, a President Jeb Bush, a President Mitt Romney again.
Rand Paul
or
Ted Cruz, though, I think will shoot it down. ClimateDepot.com, Mark Moreno, thank you so much. You're a real hero.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
Wow. When we come back from the break after the special report, David Knight is going to be sitting in. He'll go to your calls exclusively, Josh, Bob, Lucas, Robert, Nelson. I'm going to that doctor's appointment for more good news of how healthy I'm getting on InfoWarsLife.com products. Don't forget, we have Ancient Defense, amazing herbal system, discounted right now 25%. It's selling out quickly. InfoWarsLife.com. Here is the report on water and gasoline to show how rigged it is.
Gas prices have fallen far and fallen quickly, but don't celebrate yet. It's a manipulated price, and behind it are some horrific trends. Before we talk about those trends, I want to give you a quick comparison and some historical perspective.
I just bought gas for $1.79 a gallon and a 20-ounce bottle of water for $1.29. That's $8.25 per gallon for refrigerated water. Of course, I can get a gallon of unrefrigerated water at a retail grocer for around a dollar, but there are also huge taxes on the gas. In Texas, that's 38 cents per gallon, federal and state, much cheaper than the high gas tax states of, say, California, New York, or Pennsylvania, where you'll pay up to 65 cents a gallon. So taking out the taxes, I paid $1.40 per gallon.
Think about that for a moment. A dollar a gallon for just taking some water, pouring it into a jug, and shipping it to retail versus $1.40 per gallon for exploring for the oil, developing a well. If that doesn't work out, they start all over again. Once it does work out, they have to ship it to refinery, refine it, then ship it again to retail.
Of course, Saudi Arabia doesn't have any exploration or startup costs. They're just looking at production costs, and their production costs are very low, estimated to be about $20 per barrel. They have said they believe U.S. shale cost is about $50 per barrel. They can easily live with $40 per barrel. Still, 100% profit. They've been getting 500 to 600% profit. 0% interest rates haven't helped the global economy. Neither has printing money, and not even drastically lower oil prices are expected to help.
Here's the most important thing that nobody is talking about. The global economy has weakened so much, so quickly, that in just the last few months, the Saudis were able to cut the price of oil in half by just maintaining production levels. That's how weak the global economy is. So enjoy that gas that's about the price of water right now. It's a sugar fix. It's a Trojan horse by the Saudis so that they can regain and keep control of the world's oil supply. And then they will charge you accordingly.
Most economists say, oh, it's good for the consumer. Well, of course it is. We save maybe $2 a day at lower oil prices, but it's going to burst one of the biggest bubbles we've had recently, the fracking bubble. We were told we're going to be energy independent. And we got this great fracking revolution. It's just a bubble industry. Without 5% junk bond rates, the lowest we've ever seen in history, normally 8 to 10% for those type of high-risk lending. And without $100-plus oil prices, fracking doesn't work. So fracking is dead. That's a million jobs. That's $980 billion in investment that's going to go bad and $500 billion in debt.
And it's not just oil that's declining. Other commodities are as well. A metric of 24 commodities shows a drop of 43% since 2011, with 28% of that coming in just the last 7 months. And that's part of a long-term trend.
In history, when you try to cure debt with debt, you end up either in an inflationary blowout and or a deflationary crash. And we see, and we've been saying consistently,
deflationary
leadership and a lot of very smart people, who understand the debt crisis is unsustainable, we've been saying, no, this ends in deflation. And all we've seen, Europe's worried about deflation. U.S. is worried about deflation. Commodity prices are collapsing. Older people are deflationary. Young people cost everything to raise. Old people downsize everything.
And with deflation accelerating, the other D word comes to mind, depression.
As we saw with the Great Depression, economic hardship brings civil unrest. And our government has been preparing for civil unrest.
It's war, the greatest concentration of fighting troops in Washington since 1865.
I knew something was going to happen, that they might be attacked. And I had a press card, so I passed the police lines, and then I saw the soldiers advancing, and they started throwing tear gas. I'd never seen anything like it.
To prevent civil war and a major economic collapse, governments will start foreign wars. And the U.S. is laying the groundwork for war with Russia. And if the Russian economy collapses, they will want a foreign enemy too. War with Russia has already begun, with Western-funded revolution in Ukraine, economic sanctions, and with the CIA and the Saudis targeting Russia's most important economic sector, energy. The CIA's ally, Saudi Arabia, is once more working against the interests of our country.
And working to make us dependent on foreign oil, something the military-industrial complex has used to push us into wars throughout the 20th century. And engaging directly in economic warfare on Russia, pushing us towards real war as the world slips from deflation into depression. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host for the last segment here. We're also going to take the calls of the people who've been waiting online to talk to us. We're going to take that in overdrive as well. Before we go back to the calls, just want to remind you we've got a special introductory offer of 25% off of Agent Defense. That's now, right now, only $14.99. Now, that report that you just heard talking about how the Saudis are using oil prices, bursting the fracking bubble here in the United States, also attacking the Russian economy, I think that's something we really need to think about. What people are not looking at is just how vulnerable the global economy is. Because with all the zero interest rates, with all the money being printed, there is nothing that they can do, even with falling oil prices, that the World Bank has said that we're going to continue to see the global economy not recover this year, even with lower oil prices. And yet, when we look at this climate change vote, what explains the Republicans committing suicide? Why are McCain and Lindsey Graham pushing Republicans to vote on climate change? It's the Keystone Pipeline. This is something that they passed in the House for the ninth time, right after they came back from the elections. And, of course, nothing at that point had changed in the Democrat-controlled Senate. They knew they weren't going to get the Keystone Pipeline through the Senate, not signed by Obama either. Nevertheless, they ignored doing anything about Obamacare. They didn't do anything about the border. They worked on passing the Keystone Pipeline, the very first thing when they came back from the elections. What is it about their corporate masters, the GOP's corporate masters, that want the Keystone Pipeline so desperately that they've done it nine times and now 10 times? And if you look at what they've done, they've offered a carrot to Obama to get him to sign it. They basically put in the clause about climate change. Alex said and warned everybody that as the prices of oil were down, before they bring them back up, before the Saudis regain full control of the oil economy, while they're down, they're going to introduce new taxes. Many people have already been calling for new gasoline taxes. This is when they can add new carbon taxes, when oil prices are temporarily low. But we see that there's been massive deflation in commodities. Even though we've seen consumer prices rising, it's looking very shaky. Are we going to have stagflation again? Or is this deflation going to turn into depression and war? That's the other part of this. I want to go back to your calls right now. Let's go to Josh in California. Josh?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, David.
Go ahead. You're on.
I wanted to discuss something Alex brought up a few days ago about George Soros and weaponized marijuana. I believe Alex is correct about most of what he says about George Soros. I've been studying the New World Order since 1990 myself, and been an activist in the cannabis legalization movement in California for just as long. And what he said was, you know, kind of wacky, and I wanted to set some truth and straighten that out a bit. There's no such thing as weaponized marijuana to begin with. What we have is we have people crossing strains that have, say, 12% THC with strains that have 16% THC and then upping the THC to, say, 14%. And they keep doing that, and, you know, we've gotten it to about 22%. 24% is about the highest percentage of THC in cannabis today. However,
you know, Josh, here's my take on it. I know the concentration has gone up, and I think it's been going up for a while because this always happens with prohibition. The problem is not marijuana. The problem is prohibition. We saw the increase in alcohol potency during alcohol prohibition. And, of course, we've seen the same thing with every drug that's being permitted. And my personal take on it, Josh, is I think it's interesting that as we look at a global economy that can't be revived no matter what happens with cheap oil, with free interest rates, and as we look at depression, are they going to bring it back as kind of a distraction like they did when they legalized alcohol the second time? Hang on. We're going to continue with your calls right after the break. Thank you.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.